Sing praises to God and to his name. Sing loud praises to him who rides the clouds. His name is the Lord. Rejoice in his presence. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the new Adventurous Foodie Podcast with your host, Chandra Thomas. The Adventurous Foodie Podcast is a podcast dedicated to all things food and adventure. You can visit my website at theadventurousfoodie.com. On Instagram, it's adventurous_foodie. That's foodie without the D. You can also follow The Adventurous Foodie on Facebook. Let's begin today's show. I had to add a scripture in here because I told you from the beginning that I'm going to be adding scripture, because you know God is always first in everything we do. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Today, I want to talk about your childhood memories of food. Who has that? Who has their favorite childhood dishes? I'm going to call this show Your Favorite Childhood Dishes. Your Favorite Childhood Dishes. Your Favorite Childhood Dishes. What are they? You can comment below on my Facebook page, at the Adventurous Foodie Facebook page. Your favorite childhood foods. I can tell you my favorite childhood foods. And it's anybody's favorite childhood foods. That's pizza. That is pizza. That's right. Anybody who loves to get out the house, anybody who loves to try new things and try to bite into new things, love pizza. They like a little excitement in their lives, you know. You know how, and I talk about this all the time, kids will shake you and ask you, can you have some pizza? Sometimes parents say yes, sometimes parents say no. But sometimes parents choose to make their own pizza. Your favorite childhood foods. Our other favorite childhood foods is chicken nuggets. Yeah. You know, when we was in school, there's a chicken day every day, every week there's chicken nugget day. And kids would line up all the way to the hallway. Chicken nuggets. They love it when the school make it for them. And they definitely love it when their parents make it for them. Chicken nuggets. I got this favorite childhood foods according to mashed.com. And another childhood favorite food is fish sticks. Who doesn't like fish sticks? You could put salsa, you can put ketchup on them, you can put tartar sauce on them. I know when I was a kid, when we have like fish nuggets at school, I would put ketchup on it. Sometimes I put tartar sauce on it. And it'd be really, 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 really good. So yes, fish sticks are the top favorite of mine. And then there's mac and cheese. Yummy mac and cheese. My husband thinks I'm crazy, but I love macaroni and cheese to this day. And I love making it, and I also love buying it hot at a grocery store. So yes, mac and cheese. Hook me up If y'all know any mac and cheese recipes, again, comment below on my Facebook page. I love to hear it. And then there's peanut butter and jelly. That was my childhood favorite, but I'm not too crazy about peanut butter and jelly now. But peanut butter jelly is the most talked about snack lunch that any child would want to have. So that's peanut butter and jelly. And then there's, wait for it, grilled cheese. One time I was at a food truck and they made grilled cheese in a macaroni and cheese form with some brisket. And I love it. I can't remember the food truck, but they made it and I loved it. And I had three little sliders of those mac and cheese grilled cheese sandwiches. So I thought it was kind of weird, but I enjoyed it. It was really good. So you can make grilled cheese any way you want to. You can put it in a panini press, or you can grill it on the stove or bake it in the oven. Some people like your microwave, but it'll be too dry once you bite into it. Oh, and here's another favorite childhood dish, tater tots. Again, we have tater tots at school, but you can also have Ore-Ida tater tots. You can pour on the baking sheet, pop it in the oven for at least 20 to 30 minutes, and it'll be golden hot. But I'd rather make my own one day. So tater tots are the childhood favorite. And then there's cheeseburgers. You get them at McDonald's, you get them at Burger King, you even get them at Jack in the Box. But cheeseburgers are the it food. You can have cheeseburgers for lunch, you can have cheeseburgers for dinner. And for some who are not cheese lovers, can have just regular hamburgers with mustard, ketchup, onions, and pickles. That's McDonald's too, but you know. Oh, and then there's French fries. Put some ketchup on mine. No, put some barbecue sauce on mine. Nuh-uh, put some ranch on mine. But I love French fries. They are the childhood favorite dish. You can have it with burgers, you can have it with chicken, you can have it with fish, but French fries are the it food. And then there's Pop-Tarts. Kellogg's Pop-Tarts. So cool, they're hot. So high, they're cool. I remember them Pop-Tarts back in the day. And Pop-Tarts are still popular with children today. And for some parents, they will pack their Pop-Tarts for their children to go to school. But Pop-Tarts are the it snack for children. Oh, and then there's s'mores. S'mores. I talked about that yesterday. S'mores, that's a part of foods that sizzle. S'mores are the it factor. I love, 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 love s'mores. I don't have a grill per se, but I love melting marshmallows with chocolate with graham crackers. If you ask me for some s'mores, I'll bite at it. And then there's quesadillas. You can eat quesadillas with just the cheese alone, or you can have with vegetables, you can have it with beef, or you can even have it with chicken. Quesadillas. So, so good. And it's a childhood favorite, but it's not my favorite anymore. And that's pot pies, chicken pot pies. I must confess, I'm not too crazy about these prepackaged pot pies, but I do love to have pot pies homemade. I had some chicken pot pies from Sam's Club. They're large and they are the best. chicken pot pies. I like to make my own. And last but not least, my husband's favorite as well as mine, spaghetti and meatballs. The meatballs with tomato sauce can melt in your mouth. Spaghetti and meatballs. Ooh, speak to me. Speak to me, spaghetti and meatballs. And then there's fried chicken. Fried chicken. Who doesn't like fried chicken? You can go to KFC. You can go to churches. You can even go to Popeyes for some good old fried chicken. I love having fried chicken with mashed potatoes, with broccoli and cheddar. And once I bite into those, I am in heaven. You hear me? In heaven. And as I close out this podcast, I want to thank everyone for listening to the new Adventurous Foodie Podcast. And if you enjoy the Adventurous Foodie Podcast, you can subscribe to the Adventurous Foodie Podcast. You can give me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That way, that would encourage me to do more podcasts like this. Again, you can visit my website at theadventurousfoodie.com. And you can listen to Adventurous Foodie anywhere on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, on TuneIn, on Podchaser, wherever you listen to podcasts, and just search for the Adventurous Foodie Podcast. Until next time, thank you so much for listening to the Adventurous Foodie Podcast, and I look forward to speaking to you again. May God bless you, and I talk to you Wednesday.